Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And welcome back to a new random episode because this time around, I have no plan and no title and I have nothing in mind that I really want to talk about. So this is a surprise package for you and for me as well. And I just want to say I calmed down from last week's episode. Last week was kind of a ranty episode. It's titled I'm Done, so that is a pretty straightforward, brutal title, you know, attitude-wise. But this time around, I am a little more chill. Probably also because a month of holidays is approaching, because here in Germany we have a bunch of holidays in May this year, and it's gonna be a blast. I mean, working less is always a blessing, so yeah. But I don't want to say that work is something bad, you know. Work gives you some sort of meaning, and it can be really inspiring and positive if you do the right kind of work. And so I would encourage everyone to pick something that you are passionate about. It doesn't necessarily have to come easy or be fun per se, but it should be something you are passionate about and something you feel positive emotions towards, because at the end of the day, you have to spend every single day of the week, except for the weekends in most cases, doing that job. So that's 5 days out of 7 where you spend 8-9 hours on site, plus the time it takes you to travel there. And it's a commitment. I mean, it's a commitment to your future, it's a commitment to your boss, it's a commitment to yourself, because you actually have a contract, of course, with the people you work for, but also, you know, you want to give your best and you will only profit from that. So I don't think work is negative or anything. It's just you all need a break sometimes, and it just feels good if you are given breaks. Now, I am definitely at a crossroads point in my life when it comes to my work situation, not gonna lie, and I have to figure things out for myself, and I've been figuring things out for a while now. I said I was gonna talk about them when I feel ready or when I have figured things out, but I don't have an actual, you know, final result of my thought process yet. But I feel like sometimes it's important to just sit in that, let's call it, limbo. Not for a long time. I'm a fan of clarity. I'm a fan of finding solutions and making decisions, but it's also one of the hardest things for me. Making a decision is so hard for me personally, because I overthink and I always weigh those different aspects and possibilities against each other. So I have compassion for a lot of different sides and people and opinions. And as I said, I take into consideration different opposing viewpoints, and that makes things a little hard. So I definitely want to work on myself and on my decision-making process. And the thing is also, with the things I'm thinking about, it's important not to rush it. At the moment, I have a secure job, I have a foundation, I have a stable income stream, something I can rely on, something I can count on, something that is always going to be there if I continue to work in the manner that I do at the moment. And I'm just thinking out loud right now. But at the same time, I would love more artistic freedom in my life. However, I don't know if it is really freedom when you rely on your art to really pay the bills and to work for you. If you have to be creative, it's sometimes hard to be creative. I just feel like I have to weigh those different aspects against each other, because on the one side, a stable income stream, a work foundation that makes you sort of happy and allows you to build certain skills and to develop yourself is something good. However, it's hard to be creative and to work on your private projects at the same time. I acknowledge that, I know that, I feel that, because it's hard to muster up that energy after a long day at work to really sit down and go for what you have in mind. That usually happens on the weekends if you don't sleep enormously much like me. So if you give up all of that security, you're left with superficial freedom because you don't have the constraints of your work anymore, but you have to find a way to, as I said, sustain yourself and to pay the bills. And if that is really dependent on your creativity, you're putting a cage around it. At least it feels like that for me, because it's a lot easier to be creative if you don't have to be. And being an artist, a full-time artist who lives off of their art, seems like a dream come true. And it is a dream come true if it works out for you financially. Let's be real and honest, and let's name things the way they ought to be named, because we all need a financial foundation. So it's just hard sometimes, you know, when you're a creative person and would love to be a full-time artist and don't have a huge following on social media, for example, or don't have the super cool list context in the industry, whatever the industry is. It's just kind of hard to be courageous enough to go for it and to say, well, you know what, I'm just gonna live my dream, or like go a step in the direction of my dream. Maybe I'm too pragmatic, because the other day I saw a beautiful reel. It was by a woman who just talked about how important it is to romanticize life. I'm a really romantic person at heart, and I am a dreamer. I've always had big dreams and goals, and I've loved to spend some time of my day daydreaming. And as you're adulting and getting older, I feel like it's easy to lose that part of yourself or to suppress it in the name of adulthood or out of necessity. I'm just gonna be honest, the struggle is real, because the society is not made for dreamers. It's made for people who function and who have a particular role that they fulfill on a daily basis. So it's very predictable, it's very secure, but it's not very free. The parameters and the conditions that are put on our lives are not necessarily healthy. So I think we have to be creative, and we have to find ways to break out of that if we are artists at heart, and if we feel like daydreaming and romanticizing things. And there's a place for you if you're a dreamer, and if you're romantic, and if you have great ideas, and if you feel things deeply. Just know that you're not alone. There are other people like you, and I'm just here to share my doubts with you, because I feel that sometimes we see people succeed and they don't really talk about their struggles a lot. I think it's coming up more and more because authenticity wins, and that is probably what I'm gonna call this episode, because being authentic is really the key to everything. And for me, authenticity also means being honest and sharing your struggles and sharing your thoughts openly. So if you're an emerging artist, an artist in the making, a work in progress, then just know that there are other people like you who also struggle, who have questions and doubts, and who are indecisive about where to go and if they should, you know, take the leap and actually go for something they've been dreaming about, or stay in the safe space. And on the one hand, I think you don't have to rush it, because nothing good gets away. That's what John Steinbeck said. It's one of my favorite quotes. But on the other hand, maybe you're just postponing your dream, and the question is simply at what cost. On the topic of authenticity, things are changing because we all crave realness. We all crave people who just share what's on their minds and hearts, and who don't filter things literally, like who don't put 5 filters on their faces that are full of makeup and whatnot. We all want authenticity, and we all want realness, and we all want more insight into what's actually happening. And the truth is, we don't live in an ideal world, but that doesn't mean that things are bad. I have an innate knowing that positivity and the good will always win, and I try to be very kind and loving towards the people around me, and that works for me. And it's just important, and this is a different topic, to protect your energy and to protect yourself from being used or having your boundaries crossed or having your needs ignored by other people. And striking that balance is really hard sometimes, but it's worth finding it, and it's worth working on it. And we often forget that we all evolve and we all grow. And if you're growing internally, emotionally, mindset-wise, or in other ways that aren't visible to the outside world, you're still growing, you're still developing, you're still prepping for whatever it is that you are wishing for and dreaming of, because you're constantly becoming the person that you want to be and that you can be. So don't underestimate that level of growth and that way of growing. It's so important and it's so real. So, again, this was an episode where I talked about so many different things, and I really like that. I really like having this platform and being able to share my thoughts freely and openly. And the gist of what I just talked about is just simply, I'm a little lost at the moment. I'm secure. I'm settled. I'm feeling good, but I'm a little lost because I haven't decided where to go and what to do career-wise. And maybe that's just a thought that came to me right now. I'm just taking that too seriously. And maybe I'm separating career too much from other aspects of my life. And maybe I should look at it in a broader way and in a more wholesome and holistic way, in that I don't see my life as divided in compartments or different areas, but more like one entire experience and one entity. So yeah, maybe life is whatever we make it, and it's really about being authentic and sharing what's on our hearts and minds and just seeing who that resonates with. And we all have different means of sharing that through podcasts, through art, through writing, through whatever way of expressing there is. And I really hope I could inspire you a little bit to be more authentic and to think about how you want to live and to never stop dreaming and doing whatever you feel like doing. Because at the end of the day, it's about your happiness, and what other people want or expect from you is not that important, as you may think it is. So focus on yourself and be authentic. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really, really hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening and subscribe. You can also recommend this to someone you know and spread the word about Sweet But Salty. That would be amazing. I will catch you next Thursday. Bye.